Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big money on everything now at Menards. Create fresher, cleaner air with DampRid products. Control the humidity in your space with a hanging bag moisture absorber. They're great for closets and laundry rooms. Grab a 3-pack on sale through September 8th. Save big on DampRid moisture absorbers at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big money at Menards.
Talking about podcast. We're talking about
itty bitty podcast. Merry Mini Monday, Chunkies. That was beautiful, and I'm Carter.
That was beautiful, and I'm Doge.
That was beautiful, and I'm Jordan.
The funny part is they don't know yet whether or not it was beautiful. Because I always mute myself.
We're going to find out.
But we know at least Jordan's part was beautiful. We'll find out in the background.
Part of the faces you were making were very beautiful.
I was so into it.
Those were operatic faces.
Yeah, you should have seen how my hands were as well.
We don't
I was
talk
about
enough.
To PA some Yesus, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness.
We don't talk enough in the episode about how you never know how I'm going to sing that until I start singing it.
That's
we
right.
We don't rehearse that before. I just throw something at Carter and he jumps on board.
That's why I don't sing it, because I refuse to work under those conditions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to know what's coming.
You're union people, and we're not, so we can kind of do whatever we want.
If people have listened to enough of those, they know for sure I didn't
That's
know
fair.
It was coming.
That's fair.
Because I'm just like, like, I don't know. Yeah, the Fast Country one, that was fun. That was last week's, I think, maybe.
Was that Footloose?
Guys, really quick, what does this sound mean to you? I'm going to see if I can do my best version of this, and then maybe we all might try. But this is just our little tease for in the news.
That's it exactly.
That's actually really good.
That's really good.
Okay. We got a teaser for Mandalorian for October 30th, but we did just get a Mandalorian season 2 trailer. And I think it's going to check some of the main boxes that at least these pod boys wanted for a season 2. Feels like season 1 was pretty slow, but understandably so. Maybe we're kind of, even though it's a world that the cultures were relatively familiar with in terms of being in the Star War.
Sure.
It was some really slow development. And I think if anybody had some critique on the first season, it was that it did feel pretty slow before we got into some good action. But boy, doesn't feel like that's what season 2 is going to be like. And I'm really excited.
Our narrative feels really focused based on the trailer. We have a clear goal. Let's bring the child to the cult of enemy sorcerers.
Yes.
Which is going to be great.
There's also something about the trailer that feels in a strange way, like road trippy. And it's I think it's because there's this like weird, this blend of like two buds, but also like father son dynamic between Mando and the child. And
it's
so,
in between like a road trip movie and The Road.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
It's like Cormac McCarthy, but he wrote RV starring Robin Williams. And I think that
Cormac McCarthy presents The Road Trip.
Yeah. Excellent. Very good. Can we have a minor, can we give a minute to the appreciation of Giancarlo Esposito?
I love this boy.
This gentleman is kind of in every good thing.
Yeah.
I think the first big taste we got of him was Breaking Bad, but some people forget he had a minor role in like shows like Westworld. He's going to play a bigger role in The Mandalorian. I'm watching The Boys right now on Amazon Prime.
How is that, by the way?
It's amazing.
Okay.
Y'all would absolutely love
it. It's on my list. It's on my short-term list.
Yep. Very, very good. And he plays a role in that as well. And so he kind of... If you need to have someone who very quietly feels like they could rip anybody's throat out, like Giancarlo Esposito is good for this role. Like
the he word is good for to just, me is menacing. He is very good at being menacing.
He has a Denzel Washington kind of vibe a little bit to me in terms of, I've always argued that no matter what, Denzel Washington always plays somebody who knows more than you do. I would say Giancarlo's is a little bit darker and scarier. But he does continuously play like, oh, I'm really not going to want to cross this guy. I hope he's my good friend.
There's like an unsettling calmness to almost every character that he plays. That's like, why aren't you freaking out more right now, man?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you off the walls?
Yep. Yeah. It's unsettling for sure. Kind of like how some of the better villains of the world are. You're like, this should affect you. Why is this not affecting you? Guys, we've got to talk. I'm going to step it up a notch. We're going to kick it up a notch. Who said that?
That's Emeril Lagasse. Bam.
We're going to bam. Bam. Our star was born. Okay. And I might be giving away too much, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stray a little bit away from, because I'm realizing the more and more that we play A Star Was Born, we might start hitting the same actors and actresses again every time of the year.
365 days.
There's only 365 days, and there's a little bit more than that many actors. So I'm just going to start saying, we're just going to do it in show business. We're going to say this is TV, film, anything.
Okay.
Because people still have credits without having to act.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be a mix sometimes, but let's put y'all through the ringer today on A Star Was Born. I have some people.
Let's make the one game we consistently do well at harder for us. I love this plan.
That just makes for good podcasting.
As long as
this is the number one request we get. That is like everything's too easy.
We ejected TikTokers and YouTubers because there's just no universe where I'm going to get any of them right, I don't think.
We have absolutely. What's funny is my source for pulling these birthdays is famousbirthdays.com. No better source. But anybody can be famous. And most often, it's a reality star that's number one. It's done by popularity. Mm-hmm. Most often, it's either a reality star or a TikTok person. Mm-mm. That I have never... It's Corey Whelan's birthday today. He's turning 18. I have no idea.
I'm the world's biggest wheelhead. I'm so glad.
Such a wheelhead. Yeah. Happy birthday, Corey Whelan.
Wheelan and dealing is what I always say.
Wheelan and dealing. Our first birthday... I'm gonna have it bookended by one of these harder situations. Oh, and then right in the middle, though, that nice Oreo cream is going to be just an actor.
Double stuffed, I hope.
But right now, always, there's no other way. I don't know why they still make normal ones.
I agree.
Let's escalate. Let's bam some Oreos. Double stuff is now regular stuff.
Nice.
New double stuff is quattro stuff.
Quattro stuff.
Wow, I like it. That's it's special quattro stuff edition of A Star Was Born. Our first star was born on this day, September 21st, back in 1989. So he's just about a year younger than me. So he's going to be turning 31 years old. And we're going to say this person, not necessarily actor all the time, but we do have... So in filmography, do you want me to tell you what I'm pulling the majority of these things from? Because they don't do them all as a collective. I had a specific section I wanted to pull him from because there's soundtrack, actor, composer, director, music department, self, archive footage, that kind of stuff. Do you want me to
tell
say
what you're
what
pulling
specific?
From?
I'm going to be pulling from soundtrack.
Okay.
And this star has 78 credits in the soundtrack area, turning 31 today. So where do we want to go? What credits are you wanting to know? And we'll use all of them. All the way to 78 means it was the most recent one.
In honor of this gentleman's 31st birthday, would you like to do credit number 31?
Uh-huh.
Credit number 31, Lip Sync Battle.
Oh,
he's a performer.
Okay.
Oh, good.
On lip sync battle.
Yeah, so great.
Well, there goes Hans Zimmer. You know, it's we know it's not him.
Yeah, 31-year-old Hans Zimmer out of the
way. I thought
he
was about your age.
That's right. Maybe y'all knew that ahead of time.
I had a hunch. A hunch.
72. What do you think about 72?
I was going to say 62 because we double stuff the number of the birthday.
Let's double stuff his birthday.
This, I think this is really going to work for you guys. I'm saying that before I actually look at it. 62, the Emoji Movie.
Okay.
He had a song in the Emoji Movie. Do you want to know the name of the song?
Isn't that going to give it away?
I don't know.
I'm highly cultured, so that I think that would give it away for me.
Okay.
Lip Sync Battle feels like a pretty wide funnel. So does Emoji Movie. This is unhelpful. True. What was the number you said? 72?
I said 72.
I like that one too.
72? I'm not going to do the exact 72nd because that's not fair because it's technically Emoji Movie again, but it was a TV short. No, listen. It was a TV short documentary called Top 10 Worst Animated Films of the 2010 Decade. Goodness.
So that's also the Emoji Movie, I guess.
So that's also the Emoji Movie.
And this fella had a song in the Emoji Movie.
And in Lip Sync Battle.
But I'll give you something else. We'll go down one. And in Night School... he was a writer and performer of that song in the movie Night School. He actually performed his song in the movie.
Was he on Lip Sync Battle as a performer, or was his song something that somebody lip synced to?
He was a performer on Lip Sync Battle.
Oh, so he didn't necessarily lip sync his own song.
No.
That's called singing.
Yeah, he was a performer on Lip Sync Battle.
Only if you sing.
He has a song in the Emoji Movie, and he has a song which he performs in Night School.
Is Kevin James in Night School?
I don't think Kevin James writes music.
No, I just need to know.
Oh, I don't know. Probably. It seems like the kind of thing that the K-Man would be all over.
I feel like I'm remembering a Kevin Hart situation with Night School. Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, maybe.
Oh, that's what that is?
But it feels like Kevin James would sneak in there somewhere. I think that's what it is.
I guess I'm getting that movie confused with the one where Charlie Day like fights a kid at a high school or something.
I think that is called like Fist Fight or something.
Oh, cool. What a good name. What's this guy's name though?
31 years old.
Known for the Emoji Movie 3 times on IMDb. At least 3 times. So it sounds like he may have a couple of songs in the Emoji Movie.
Well, here's what we know. This is a pop artist because Emoji Movie is pulling licensed pop music. They want it recognizable. So this person has written a recognizable song.
Do you think that it's 2 songs, though? Do you think there is more than one song by this individual in the Emoji Movie? That's why it shows up on IMDb at least twice.
No, the second time was that documentary about bad movies. Doge. Okay. Keep up. I don't know his age. I do feel very strongly that this is, in fact, Bruno Mars.
Hmm. It's probably Uptown Funk every single time.
I feel like there's a good chance that it is Uptown Funk every time.
I'm okay to lock in Bruno Mars, the Bringer of War.
He might be a little older than 31, but I don't think so.
Let's give it a shot.
I'm locking in Bruno Mars.
Happy birthday today, born in Miami, Florida, turning 31 years old, Jason Derulo.
Mm. Oh, man.
That money credit, that 74th credit was Cats. And y'all were flirting with it.
Man.
And if you had gone 74, that would have been big time. His most recent was Scoob. shout out to our Patreon episode. He had a song on Scoob. But there's a lot that's hard
completely.
To remember.
Hey, I honestly don't remember a Jason Derulo song in that movie.
Yep. There's a lot I don't remember about any part of the movie. We have another birthday. Obviously, because that's how the show works. And this is going to be the one that's that quattro, that 4 times stuffed. I'm just giving you like a classic. Let's just do an actor. Okay, let's just do an actor. And so happy birthday today. This birthday of birthdays, turning 70 years old. 93 acting credits, turning 70 years old today. We are going to not count 2 of them because he has 2, 1 in post-production, 1 in pre-production. And one of them's like a mini series and the other one's something different. I don't want to give it away. 91. We're going to count 91 credits.
Still working, this gentleman.
Hmm. So it's Patrick Stewart, probably.
What if? That would have been amazing.
It smells like De Niro. I can't get it out of my head how much this smells like De Niro.
That's my favorite Nirvana song.
But let's roll with it for a little bit. Let's shoot for... So we're using 91 of the 93?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
How do you feel about 89?
I feel wonderful about 89.
I love it. It is a completed work that has not yet released, but it's called On the Rocks.
That is the least helpful, I think, number we could have picked.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
I feel like keeping it recent since he's still working is a good idea, though.
So what if we said 90? Because 90 was something so good that they were like, forget about On the Rocks. Let's put this out instead.
No, 89 isn't even out yet. Why would we not go before 89 and get stuff that's already been released?
No, 89's completed, but it's not released. Does that mean that we've completed 90 and 91 and not released those either?
I would assume not released.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Early 80s then?
I think so.
83.
83 feels good.
The Jungle Book.
I don't think it's Robert De Niro anymore.
The Jungle Book. Who's in The Jungle Book? Bill Murray. Is he that old?
Dude, he might be close to that. I don't feel like he's that old.
There's no way Bill Murray's 90,
no,
right?
No, 70, dog.
I thought he said, okay, 90 credits, 70. Yeah, Bill Murray's for sure 70.
You think so?
Yeah, it's Bill Murray or Christopher Walken.
In honor of his birthday, what do you think about 70?
I feel great about 70.
Hyde Park on Hudson.
Christopher Walken.
I'm going with Walken. I feel good about it.
Yeah. Christopher Walken. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Happy it's birthday today, born in Wilmette, Illinois. William Murray. Bill Murray. Happy birthday, Bill
us.
Murray. I was smiling really big because like your money credit, the one that would have gotten it is, y'all were dangerous. A Jungle Book was 83. 81 was A Very Murray Christmas. The TV special.
Oh, that's so dangerous, like, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
That's dangerous. Man.
So close.
That's
I love when it's between two like that. we have another pretty big birthday. Born in 1947. Woo. Birthday today. So that would make this gentleman turning 73 years old, right there around the time. Him and Bill would have been in high school at the same time. And we have a writer with 313 credits. Of these, this is so wild. So of the 313 credits, we're not going to use 14 of them. So it's going to be 299. Yeah. He has 6 announced. 8 in pre-production.
I feel like this has got to be a comedy guy for it to be a writer that we would know.
$299. You know what, actually? Let's take off 1, 2, 3, 4, 11 more and go to $288.
$288.
Oh, okay. That's helpful.
Yeah. So there's $288 now. That would possibly be recognizable.
Look,
he's got a lot in the works. I'm about to look up his net worth after
this. I say we start at 73 and just... add 73 every time. Those are our 3 guesses.
Let's quattro stuff. Let's octuple stuff.
Yeah, I say we start at 73 and then we go like, what, 146? And then I'm not good at math, like 219.
And then somebody else
whatever.
Will tell us that. Yeah.
So
73, lock it in.
73, lock it in. Let's do it.
73. Lovecraft's Pillow.
Okay.
That sounds like a Wii Sports themed bookstore.
146, please.
Yes.
146. He has done so many shorts. The Mist.
219. Lock it in.
219. Pet Cemetery.
So it's Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Did you have it at Lovecraft's Pillow?
No, I had
is
it
that
at
when
the Mist.
You knew?
Mm-hmm.
Happy 73rd birthday. Born in Portland, Maine. Stephen King. What if I was like Christopher Walken? you had no idea. Do y'all want to guess his top 4 credits?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many of them are it? I feel like at least 3 of them are going to be it.
I don't think so. The Shining is definitely one of them.
Do we guess all 4 of them and lock it in, or you tell us one at a time?
We can do it like extra credit.
Okay,
if you want.
I'm locking in
Shining.
The Shining.
Lock it in.
Bong Bong.
Green Mile, right? That's him?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number four.
Shawshank Redemption. Lock it in.
Bing, bing, bing. Number three.
You don't think there's any it's in here?
I think there probably is. I just don't think it's three.
Which one? There's three of them. Which one do you think it is?
I mean, the original is pretty famous, or like the Tim Curry one.
Yeah.
The new one got some mad heat.
So we can move on. It's not any of the it's.
Really?
His number one is Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
And number two is Creepshow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
So
not before I would have picked, but... Ooh. IMDb doesn't agree with me.
We're going to have one more game to wrap up this episode. I do want to go ahead and weave the yarn and play just a bit of Rumpelstiltskin.
Weave the yarn, guess the name, win the Rumpelstiltskin game.
Guys, I was editing last week's Mini Monday, and that so the way I open like the previous week, I delete everything, then I save it as the new title for the following week. And I deleted everything, but I forgot to delete the Rumpelstiltskin, like a little soundbite, the stinger thing that we play.
Oh, no.
And I'm just editing in my headphones, and I'm playing Portal on my other monitor while I'm editing. And I jumped like 10 feet in the air, rocketed off of my butt cheeks whenever the Rumpelstiltskin thing came on. I have never been as scared as our listeners actually are, except for in that moment. So listeners, I sincerely apologize for doing that to you.
We are going to have some pretty spooky additions here. Now, this film, there's no consensus yet. It's going to be released October 2nd. So we haven't heard from the critics just yet. But knowing the kind of movies that I normally have on this, we can have an idea of maybe what they're going to think before we even know anything about it. Vacationing on an island off the coast of Thailand, Christine and Neil Oliver. Why do they give us his last name? I don't know. Luke Hemsworth, by the way, one of the least known. So that's Maggie Q as Christine. Vacationing on an island off the coast of Thailand, Christine and Neil Oliver awake, hungover, and with no memory of the previous night. They find footage on Neil's camera and watch horrified as Neil appears to murder Christine. With 24 hours until the next ferry and a typhoon threatening the island. Boy, it went up a notch.
Ooh.
Christine and Neil attempt to reconstruct the night's events and are snared in a web of mystery, black magic, and murder. So Christine's solving her own murder. That's interesting. Okay. Do you want that again quickly?
Yeah, one more time.
Vacationing off an island off the coast of Thailand. Christine and Neil Oliver awake hungover and with no memory of the previous night. They find footage on Neil's camera, though, and watch horrified as Neil appears to have murdered Christine. With 24 hours until the next ferry and a typhoon threatening the island, Christine and Neil attempt to reconstruct the night's events and are snared in a web of mystery, black magic, and murder. Rated R for violence, gore, sexual content, and language. It's a horror mystery suspense.
This movie's called The Morning After.
Oh, nice. I do think it's just going to be something like Ghost Island.
Is that your guess? Ghost Island? We got The Morning After from Doge and Ghost Island from Jordan. It is called Death of Me.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. Let's see if we can keep with the theme a little bit here.
I actually like that premise a lot, too. It's kind of interesting.
I think that is. I caught myself being like, okay, this sounds wild, but the kind of wild that I like.
Right.
So I might watch it. We have a competing movie coming out on the same day, October 2nd.
The Real Death of Me.
The Real Death of Me. For 40,000 years, a long forgotten wetland, which how many wetlands are remembered? For 40,000 years, a long forgotten wetland teemed with ancient creatures. But now all that's left is a pit of hot, sticky tar surrounded by a vast urban landscape. That doesn't even make sense. Anyways, for Barry Greenwood and his son, Zach, there's not much left on their family business either. With the city subway expanding under their feet and their office building slated for demolition, Barry, Zach, and their employees are forced to shut down their shop and move out. Three family generations and three lifetimes of hard work to be turned into rubble. But when something primal is awoken by the underground construction, a night of somber packing becomes a desperate fight for survival. Well, well.
Whoa, it's a creature feature. That's not the tone I was expecting this to take.
Maybe less want to watch this one, but...
No, that makes me more want to watch it.
Interesting nonetheless. When something primal is awoken by the underground construction, a night of somber packing becomes a desperate fight for survival. PG-13. Would have thought this one was R2. It's a horror movie.
Extinction.
Nice.
I love how 9.5 times out of 10, we can recognize what a good fake title is. It's like, yep, that's great. I hope it's that.
I think it's just going to be like, I hate that my inclination is to go lame with these titles, but I feel like most of the time that's the direction that the stink is coming from.
Totally.
And so I'm going to go with like, I think I'm just going to go with Badlands.
Ooh.
So speaking of the direction where the stink is coming from, this movie is called Tar.
Dude, I straight up almost said, I'm just going to go with Tar.
Are you serious? Yes.
Because when you were talking about, you know, a pit, I was thinking like La Brea tar pits and all that stuff and prehistoric. And so
dude,
I almost went with Tar.
Yeah. It looks like on the cover art, there's like a mammoth coming out of the tar.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Okay. This is top of my list. I have a list of like crappy B movies that I watch whenever Jess is out of town. The next time she goes out of town, it's going to be this. And I found a new pizza place that I can walk to from my house. And the pizza is terrible, but very cheap. And so that's going to be my night, is Tar and this very bad pizza.
Amazing. Hopefully this doesn't make us explicit as a podcast, but this is a not rated movie in R.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Does that mean that it's got
this movie
nudity?
This movie... maybe. This scene or this movie follows a college student named Grace on a journey to find out who killed her best friend after the girls trigger a cheesy yet disturbing Halloween-themed computer meme. With the help of a talented IT student named Spencer, the two soon discover that their old college has a terrible secret. This follows a college student named Grace on a journey to find out who killed her best friend after the girls trigger a cheesy yet disturbing Halloween-themed computer meme. With the help of a talented IT student named Spencer, the two soon discover that their old college has a terrible secret.
I'm so glad they could find an IT student to help them understand this computer meme.
I don't get the joke in the meme. Somebody call the technical department. It is going to be Hazing Grace from me.
A touch of grace for me.
It is called Halloween Party. The tagline is...
I try and get punny, and then it is the straight down the middle bad
her
title.
Her name sure was a lightning rod, though. Huh?
Yeah,
I was convinced it was going to be some kind of grace thing.
This movie is called Halloween Party, and the tagline is, get haunted.
So this to me... The imagery is of smashing mailboxes, TPing houses, and a white pickup truck with teenagers in the back shooting paintballs at their neighbor's house screaming, get haunted!
Get haunted! I love that. We talk about whether this podcast episode will be explicit or not. It definitely will be, Doge, if you actually let me... Like, if you don't bleep this out, I'm giving you a heads up.
Okay.
But as there's only two critiques, I'm only going to read one of them because it's the first one I read, and I guarantee the other one is not going to be as meaningful.
Okay.
But just be prepared. We can decide not to share this at all, but it would be explicit. I just need this for my co-host to know. Kat Hughes of THN writes, Halloween Party has a lot going for it. Some great dialogue, insane ideas, and then, in parenthetical, spiders, folks.
Oh, no.
And some genuinely likable lead characters.
Oh, no. Why?
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 Oh. Ooh. So, yeah, if we keep that in, that'll be a mystery to
who
people.
Greenlit that?
Unless they want to go.
Who is this for?
That's why it's clearly why it's not rated.
This isn't the one with Liam Hemsworth. That was the island murder.
Yeah. The death of me.
I think he plays the spider, though. I heard he voices the spider in this.
See, okay. Wow. That is terrifying.
Yikes.
That's just really taking a shot, isn't it? What would be... Jordan has already given us an example, and we can't use that. But what do you think is like... What would make that tagline, get haunted, like the most meaningful in real life? Like, what is your action that you're taking before you either like look down on somebody or yell it from across something and say, get haunted? Like, what is happening right before you do that? You can even use a scenario that's already existed in a movie, and maybe saying get haunted would have made it more like impactful.
Mm.
I don't know. But I'm Carter, and I think we take a classic like Psycho. and pre-stab in the shower. I think Bates says that. I think it would make it
wonderful.
Even more impactful.
Yeah, that's really good.
And even more terrifying. Nothing is terrifying as someone with multiple personalities telling you to get haunted.
I'm Tosh, and it's October 30th. I'm prepping for an exciting day of trick-or-treating tomorrow. And I realize that my go-to phrase trick-or-treat is probably a little played out. And so I Google cool things to say on Halloween. I click a BuzzFeed list. I read item number one. Get haunted? I say to myself under my breath. I shake my head and close the browser window. I'm not going to say that.
So I'm Jordan, and I think that it just boils down to our main character gets fired from his job. And he goes home and he stews about it. And the next morning when he's told, you know, come in. You know what? It's a police station. I just decided. He's got to come turn in his badge and his gun and all that stuff. And he slams down his badge. He slams down his gun. He opens up his backpack and just smacks down a big Ouija board on the desk and screams, get haunted! And just walks out to his car and goes home.
Ooh.
Take that.
I think that's the way to do it.